sport people are meditators. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation as our thought. Yes, sport people are meditators. Sport people are meditators. Now, why do I say that sport people are meditators? Well, wherever you go, if you will, pay real close attention to sports people. Sports people are the epitome of meditators. Every sports person learns how to concentrate on what he's doing. And it doesn't matter whether the sport is chess or whether it's baseball, basketball, football, tennis, golf, or tennis, or whatever the thing is. Track, even, you know, it doesn't matter what the sport is. It is a concentration thing, and people who participate in it have deep meditative abilities. They can concentrate deeply, and meditating deeply and concentrating deeply are the same thing. So now, as we listen and watch the sports people, we think they are cheered on by the crowds. We think they're cheered on by the spectators who are watching their activity. And we think that this causes them to go out and play their best. Well, in truth, it doesn't. It does not disturb them, but it doesn't cause them to play their best. Every sportsman who is top of the league is the top of the league in concentration and meditation. The less effective a sportsman is in playing the craft that sportsman is playing, the less meditative they are about what they're doing. Now, as we know Tiger Woods and his golfing game, he concentrates beautifully, but he doesn't concentrate in a panic. He just concentrates in a pleasure, in a joy, in a delight in seeing in his mind the ball soar where he wants it to go. He lives in that meditative state of living in the awareness that what he is putting his thought on is his reality. And the club greets the ball in just the perfect manner, causing it to move in just the perfect direction, and causing the ball to fly in its perfect arc to wherever Tiger Woods wants it to go. Now, there are many other golfers who are close to, and many who are achieving this fine level of meditation, of concentration. And we hear about them, and they win tournaments, and they win all these things, and they're great people. Now, baseball players, you say, well, sure. Well, yes, they hit the ball or they catch the ball. Okay, the ball is coming out of nowhere. It's coming through the sky. How can they know exactly where it's going to go? They guesstimate the arc, and they put themselves in the position where they can be receiving the ball when it lands toward the ground. What magic these people go through. What a dance they go through. How their feet move gently and perfectly and wonderfully and securely. They don't trip, they don't stumble, they don't do anything. If they do have a slight falter, they immediately concentrate on getting themselves back in balance, getting themselves back in the play. They are the greatest meditators in the world. And they don't even know it by that name. But that's all right. We do. Now, why are these sports people so wonderful meditative? Because they have learned to concentrate on what they're doing. They've learned to give all of their attention, all of their meditation, upon what they're doing. Now, it's just not enough for Tiger Woods to strike the ball, to cause the ball to go where he wants it to go, but for him to consistently do this, for him to consistently have the ball go where he wants it to go. And when the ball doesn't go, he doesn't get angry with himself, he doesn't get upset with himself, and say, oh, what a stupid thing I did. He says, hey, I must have a little more concentration, a little more attention to what I'm doing. He's 100% attention, and he has to give it more attention? Yes. You see, the skillful ones, the geniuses, the ones who are the chief meditators, are the ones who go even further than anyone has ever gone before on the meditative trail, and they do it beautifully. A person who has a tennis racket in their hand, my goodness, that tennis racket could have any position it might have. It could be flat to where the ball is to go, it could be turned, it could be twisted, it could be wherever. And as one great tennis pro was teaching me one time, he said, I can play tennis and I can hit the ball and it's my concentration. I can take the racket under my between my legs, I can take it backwards, I can do anything, and I can put the ball right where I want it to go because I have such concentration on that ball and the racket meeting in the perfect way to go where I want it to go. Now, he was right. He was right. And as he was teaching these things, and as he was sharing these things, he was demonstrating it. He was demonstrating. He says, it's not that you are so skillful in using the racket. It's not that you're so skillful in using your feet and your position and your body. He said, it's a matter that you believe that the ball is going to go where you want it to go. It's that you see it going there. And then every organ, action, function, and attitude of your body, mind, and being is tuned in to making that happen. Now, you don't know what way to turn the golf club. You don't know what way to turn the tennis racket. You don't know what way to turn your tools to accomplish this, because every way is going to be unique and different. The ball is approaching you from every way in a unique and a different way. And so, therefore, your meditation has to be on principle alone and not on a particular manner of holding the club or the ball or the racket. It's not a particular manner of twisting the hand so that it'll work in just such a way, but it's the fluidity of thought and action together bringing magical results. These are things that we should really pay attention. The sports people have much to tell us about meditation, and we have much to learn about meditation. When we are in our meditation, such as we call it, are we so intensely interested and delighted with what we're doing? Are we thrilled with what we're doing? Are we thrilled with our meditation? Does it just make us feel so good inside, so full and so wonderful? Or is it just something that's boring? Is it something that we think we should train ourselves to do because it's supposed to be good to do? Well, when we make our meditations as delightful as the sportsmen make their meditation, then our meditation will begin to bring results for us as theirs does for them. And you can be sure, every sportsman in the universe who is of any consequence has trained himself in concentration, meditation on what he is doing, one-pointedly, to accomplish the goal that the sportsman wants. Can we do that? Sure we can. Do we want to do that? Well, the results of our meditation are the evidence of how much we've done that. The results of our meditations are the evidence of how much we've done it. I am whole and perfect. I will meditate on that. I am whole and perfect. I will love it. I will bless it. I will enjoy it. I'll see my body whole and perfect. I'll see every cell of my body acting whole and perfect. I'll get so excited and so delighted and so happy, not panic, but excited and delighted with my meditation. I am whole and perfect. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. I'm wonderful. Wow, 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 wow. And my goodness sakes, my meditations will bring me the results that I go for. Oh, yes. I'm going to learn from these sportsmen. I'm going to learn, and I'm going to practice, and I'm going to get results and know that I know how to meditate. I'm excited about meditating because it is great, and I love it. Have a wonderful day, and get excited about your meditation just the way I am excited about my meditations every moment of my life. Life is wonderful. The world is wonderful, and I am wonderful. Have a wonderful day, and know I love you. I love you. I love you.